Welcome to the Uncapped Photographer Podcast, the podcast for established photographers ready to uncap their income and offerings and build the business and life they've dreamed of without the burnout. I'm Krista, a wife, mom, and photographer turned business coach. With 10 years in the industry, I'm sharing the clear and concise actions I took to grow a successful multiple six-figure photography business. Now, I coach photographers how to go from a stuck to sustainable business model. Are you ready to uncap yourself? Let's dive on in. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about burnout, and that's something, I feel like it's a buzzword in our industry. So let's first of all talk about what that really is. And the first thing is, burnout is not sustainable. If you take nothing else from that, take this from that. If you're in a season of burnout, something has to change. And I say that because I think sometimes we think things will magically get better. Like we'll end maybe a certain month or time of year super frustrated with where we're at. And then it's like, oh, okay, on to the next thing, anticipating that something's going to change. And that's not the case in any form of business. If something's not working, like something has to change here. But let's first talk about what burnout looks like. There's definitely the classic of like, hey, I overbooked, I'm editing all the time, I'm running around from shoot to meeting to editing to galleries to this. Maybe it's major anxiety every time you open email or get a notification on your phone because you're just doing so much. Like there's no room for anything else and you're burning the candle at both ends, like up early, up late, you know, making deadlines and things, running around and don't really have time for anything else. I feel like that's kind of like a classic photography burnout, but I'm going to encourage you that there's many other types of burnout too, right? Maybe burnout for you is I'm running my kids around town. They're at the age where they're at school, they're at basketball, they're doing all these things. And I'm building up my photo business. And even though I might be taking whatever, one shoot a week, it seems like that is still pushing me over my limit. That can still definitely be burnout as well. Another form of burnout, I want to encourage you, like cash might not be coming in. It doesn't always look like I'm so successful and money's coming in and I'm burnt out from that. It could be, and this is actually similar to where I was, hey, I need to book X amount of weddings at this rate to make what I want. I feel so burnt out doing all of the marketing things. I feel very frustrated. I'm not sure what to work on. So I'm just doing everything. Even though I might not be actively making a lot of money, you can still be burnt out. So if you feel that way, I want to encourage you that you're not alone, but you don't have to stay there. Okay. I want to encourage you with that. Like something needs to change and it can change. And that's the beauty of building your own business is you get to build it with your rules. And it's a beautiful thing, but it also can be really challenging because we can let it take over. And we didn't start a business so that it would rule us and dictate everything we do and for us to be working as much as we're working. And often it gets to that place. Often if we looked at the hours we were spending on it, actually could be making more working less somewhere else. And we don't want it to get to that point, right? Like we might start there to get things rolling, but we can't stay there. So I'm going to give you some tips on avoiding burnout and building a business intentionally. And the first one is finding your goals. It's going to look different for everybody. The reason I say this is I've coached students whose partner has a really good job. And for them, they love photography, but they just want to make sure, like if they're doing it and leaving the house for a shoot, like it makes sense. They're making enough for it to be worth it. They don't want to be leaving the house for a few hundred dollars. I've also, you know, and this actually was me before my husband and I got married. Like I was single, just wanting to build as big and as strong as I could. We got married and like my business is most of our income. So there's other students like that who are doing photography too, pay for kids' school or daycare or something and to have an elevated life for their family and to go on really cool trips, right? Like their goals are going to look very different from, you know, the first student that I mentioned. So we have to know what our goals are because obviously with social media, we have what everyone is doing right in front of us. And we start comparing thinking, huh, even though my goal was to do photography so that I could take a couple shoots a month and spend time with my kids, she's over there booking and running around doing five shoots a week. Like I'm behind. There must be something wrong. And that's not the case. And it's easy to fall in that trap. Or we get off course and we see what someone else is doing. And this was me and think, oh, I need to go run and do that. They're offering this type of session. Oh, perfect. They're marketing in this way. Great. They have a VIP group for their clients on Facebook. I need to go do a VIP group and show up live here and there, right? We see like what everyone else is doing. And the thing is, there might not be anything inherently wrong with that, right? Of seeing, oh, they have an email list. I need that. Oh, they're on Pinterest. I need to go do that, right? Like there's nothing wrong with an email list and Pinterest. You can book a lot of clients from those. But is that necessarily what you need to focus on right now to reach your goals? Or Are your word of mouth referrals so strong? If you just nurture those relationships, you easily can hit your goals without doing all of these other things. We don't know that if we don't know what our goals are. We have to figure out, what does success look like for me this year? What do I need to do? Is it a number I need to hit? Is it a lifestyle? So once we do that, number two, we need to run the numbers so that we know what it takes to hit those goals. So if it's to hit six figures and you're like, hey, I want to do $50,000 of weddings, but I only want to do 10 weddings. Okay, great. You know, I need to book an average of $5,000 per wedding. Okay, the other 50 grand, maybe you want it to come from portraits. What does that look like? Every month, that means you're bringing in, you know, a little over 4 grand from portrait sessions. Okay, how many portrait sessions do you think you can do a month? Maybe six? Great. You're averaging about $700 a portrait session. Is that feasible, right? To do that all the time? Or do you need to go ahead and up those? And I actually teach students how to do that by offering products. So they can go and have regular four-figure portrait session averages. I had a student actually quadruple her portrait session average from 300 to over 1,000, right? So like that, it matched her goals. She was actually able to triple her income taking 10 less sessions. And that aligned with her goals to spend more time with her family. So run the numbers and see what it takes to hit those goals. And that's going to help you know what to charge. Because again, we start comparing with everyone else and they're charging this for mini sessions and including this. They're charging this and doing this for a wedding. And we start competing with other people when it's like, those aren't our goals. Like those are their goals. Like why on earth are we structuring our business based around someone else's goals? So instead, get clear on your goals and be really set on those. And number three, get help to fast track your success. So whatever those goals look like, maybe it's like, hey, I want to do 50 grand for the year. Maybe I want to do six figures for the year and do 10 weddings. So maybe you need to hire someone who can help you fast track booking $10,000 weddings. Maybe you want to do six figures just from portrait sessions and you don't know how to hit that 2 grand average. Maybe it looks like investing in education to help you get there. But I will say, like, there was a huge pivotal point when I hired my first coach and built my goals and structured my dreams instead of competing with someone else, and then had someone keeping me accountable in order to hit those. So like with my top level of students, we actually do one-on-one calls with them, with our top level. And the first thing we cover, like, are their numbers of like, where are you at? If you don't know where your number's at, I can only coach someone so far. It was true with my coach as well. She would not get mad, but like she'd be very disappointed in us if we didn't have the numbers done because she was like, I can only help you so much. I don't know where you're at or like what you're doing right now, right? And so that being said, get help to help you fast track to like where you need to be and what that looks like. I'm going to encourage you, even if you're like, but Krista, my goal is only to do a couple shoots a month. Is that worth hiring help? Sure. Like what if you doubled what you're bringing in for those few shoots? Like what would that look like for your family? Could you even take on less and take some months off, right? I think that there's always so much we can learn from people who've gone ahead of you. So again, the 3 points we covered are find your goals, not someone else's, and what your version of success looks like. Number two, run the numbers so that you know what it takes to get there. And number three, hire help with, you know, education to be able to fast track your success and to be able to hit those big goals.
Thank you again for joining us for the Uncapped Photographer Podcast. If you loved this episode, be sure to subscribe. Want to connect further? Give us a follow on Instagram @Krista_Renee. See you next time.